This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour now on your DJV experience with your Jennifer Horn, your Victoria Keelan, your Kara Schillen, and your Doug Steffen. Yes, you can have us all, and you can do with us what you would like.
Yours like truly.
For an invitation. Okay, so Halloween is right around the corner, and I guess this sort of fits in with the culture of our establishment these days. An elementary school in Walpole, Massachusetts, yesterday canceled its annual Halloween celebration with concerns over safety and inclusiveness. Now, I can remember back when I was teaching school, things started to happen. Crazy people would do crazy things to the candy or apples or things like that. And I thought, oh, my God, who thinks about stuff like that? So now there's an elementary school going to have a costume parade for a black and orange spirit day and a monster mash pasta bash. And in an email statement, school officials said the parade is out of our ordinary routine and could be difficult for many students. And the parade is not inclusive of all the students. It is our goal each and every day to ensure that all students, whether they be, well, he's basically saying individual differences are respected, basically. The school's decision confused parents, acknowledging the safety concerns surrounding the parade, but they didn't understand why it was isolated as a potentially inclusive issue. Many events would be considered not inclusive because of the hoopla about costumes. How much money can be spent? Some children don't have any money to buy costumes, and because they have to make them, the school feels that they would be the subject of ridicule. It's unfair to, under the circumstance, create a situation, an environment, if you will, in which students with diverse backgrounds and identities and strengths and challenges can go together.
So okay, am I the only one who thinks that the spirit of Halloween should be making your own costumes? Like, growing up, we made our own costumes every year. Yeah. We weren't rolling in the dough, but we weren't poor. That was, well, like, always the fun thing, was you made your own costume.
If I read between the lines, you fellas, you ladies can tell me, well, you fellas.
I know, where that come from?
I don't know where it came from. The essence of having money, you can go buy a fancy costume, or if you don't have any money, you make some kind of a costume, and the school authorities are concerned about bullying and...
Well, why don't they just have a day before the parade where, to celebrate, they all, you know, get together and, like, make their own costumes out of, like, paper or paper mache or something, and then they all wear those costumes to the parade and they don't have to worry
pumpkins.
About it.
I used to delight in taking pumpkins from the garden and actually, this is how weird I was as a kid. I make the, you know, the usual, cut the hole in the top, and then you get all the pumpkins flush out of the middle of it, and you cut the eyes and the nose and the mouth and get jagged teeth and all that stuff, and put a candle in it and watch it melt. The pumpkin would cook with a big candle inside of it, and it would all just kind of get into a big hump. I thought that was great.
What was the point of putting all the effort into carving it, then you proceed to melt it?
I was 8 years old, 9 years old.
He was a boy. They're destructive. They like things like that.
It looked like fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later life, I found out how much cows love pumpkins. They'll eat any pumpkin. They love pumpkins, like candy to them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of candy, Halloween sales of candy and the costume sales expected to break records. As most people know now, this is the second most, I don't know if expensive, is that the right way of looking at it, it's the most profitable, second most profitable sort of period this next week or two, according to the National Retail Federation. People spend over $9 billion on candy and costumes. Good God.
Wow.
Last year it was $8.4 billion.
Wow. Yeah, so it's up from 8.4 to 8.5. Yeah. Have we heard, what's the hot Halloween costume this year? Like, I haven't heard.
The goldfish.
Right.
Is it really? Are you saying that, Jennifer?
No, there's actually a stupid, sexy goldfish costume that people are looking at. I don't know what the hot one is. I know that Stranger Things is big. I see that a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to be a unicorn. Unicorns are hot.
Yes, that's true.
So how many people actually go by, as adults, go buy these things for themselves? Do you actually, the three of you all, go out and buy these sorts of things?
I'm not what you would call a joiner, so I don't like costumes. I don't like costume parties. I'm not.
So you're a homebody, is what you're saying?
Nah, I'm just not a participant. Although if I went to Jennifer's Halloween party, I would dress up. So that's just saying. If there's an invite coming, I would dress up for that.
Well, come on out. There's an invite coming.
Yeah. But other than that, no, I don't really do that. But I have friends that go nuts for Halloween.
See, I like dressing up, but like I said before, I always make my own costume, even as an adult.
And I saw her Drake costume from a few years ago. That was good.
Yeah, I'm pretty handy.
If I could, I was just sitting here contemplating the three of you together at a party. If there was a way the three of you got together for a party, I'd go. I'd get on a plane and go to where the three of you were
sit and watch us.
Yeah. The 28th, come on out. All of you are invited.
I'll be in Italy on the 28th, but get the plane to turn around and go to California instead of going across the Atlantic. It is really amazing, though, how many people are spending how much money. And the deals, the survey that I'm talking about that got us up to $9 billion in spending found that 47% of those polled plan to go to a discount store for what they need. 38% go to a location that focuses specifically on Halloween. So how do those stores make it in the non-Halloween season?
They go out of business, most of them. There's some that are costume stores all year round, but most of them are just seasonal.
So they could be the H&R Block's store from,
kinda like that.
Yeah, from December until May, and then they can become a Halloween store after that. All right, got it. I've never gotten into this.
I wonder if Italy does anything for Halloween, because you'll be there for it.
I will be. Well, actually, I'll be on a plane Halloween night.
You're going to be
on the 28th. I will be in Italy on the 31st. Yeah,
it's a Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I could go trick or treating. Let's see. How can I get dressed up? I could dress up like Sophia Loren, who's famous Italian.
It's interesting that you went right to drag, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, nobody will know me over there.
Make sure you send
us
pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yes. I'm growing. The people that are on the trip with me are all strangers, other than the leader of the trip, who is somebody that I've known for quite a long time. But
are you the only dude again?
No, actually, there's another man on this trip.
Oh, you'll have a bromance.
This year I have another guy. I don't know anything about him. And it'll be fun. It's always fun to meet new people in these circumstances and see, you know, what sort of this. There's always a challenge. I'm the only one who's staying by himself, however. Everybody else is sharing rooms and stuff. And I apparently have a cabin at the end of this place where I'm going to stay, that's all my own. I don't know what that means. Last time I checked, I didn't have bad breath or BO, but it isn't.
They heard you're planning to dress up in drag, so.
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe they heard you're planning on singing a lot.
I would guess you asked for that. You wouldn't want to stay with people.
No, I don't want to stay with people. And thank you, I did.
Well, you wouldn't be in a room with other people, right?
No,
you're like acting in a hotel, right?
I have absolutely no interest whatsoever in sharing a room with anybody. I want
right.
to be on my
you're
own.
Acting like it's a surprise. I'm nah, sure you requested just, that.
Yeah, I said, put me in a place by myself. It's worth the extra bucks.
Are they going to send a donkey to up the hill to get you?
I don't know. This is a little town near Turin called Damanhur, Dammamhur.
Which makes me think that there are donkeys there.
There may be. It is a remote, we're spending 4 or 5 days in a very remote location. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was that. But you'll get a full report from me as I'm moving around there with or without the donkeys. 16 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV Experience.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free, powered by Iron Mountain. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's do some people in the news. Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, pretty much everybody knows who he is, says he's been targeted by a fraudster posing as the defense minister, trying to get him to contribute $5 million to a secret ransom payment. So this is really, he's been conned apparently a lot this year. Says that some people, he thinks the same person or group has impersonated him in a way that they almost got $2 million away from him and used the, they came to him and asked him to help Hurricane Irma victims because he's the owner of an island down there and there was a lot of damage done to it. You've probably all seen the pictures. And so they were good enough to almost extract $2 million from him for that. I think that's pretty amazing. He said, he wrote in a blog, this story sounds like it's come straight out of a James Bond film, but sadly it's all true. So it is so, I don't know if easy is the right word, but to fall victim, even people sophisticated like that. I mean, you can imagine all the people around him and the firewalls that must be around him to protect him and his assets, and yet people can figure out how to get through to that. To get through all of this stuff and almost make the con, it's like the sting, the con in the sting. Yeah, that pretty clever stuff. But that was back in the days. That movie was what, made 40 years ago. But the idea of being able to do that to somebody in this day and age, who is that sophisticated, really, it's pretty disturbing. Actually, here's the story of Rose DeMaria, 87-year-old Lodi, New Jersey woman, Victoria. She says she's in danger of being evicted from her home. Been there for 60 years because her grandson visits her too frequently. Grandson's name is Greg Ciccone. Says he visits her almost every day, helps her out around the house, gets her breakfast ready, her pills ready, her laundry. She says that she's been kept a model. She's been a model tenant for 67 years. I pay my rent, keep the house clean, don't cause trouble. She says she was surprised to get a notice from the authorities earlier this month warning her that if she keeps letting her grandson come as an unauthorized visitor, she'll be evicted.
Somebody's got beef with the grandson. They're taking it out on her.
Wow, that's pretty stiff stuff, isn't it? Huh? 21 past the hour. Food for thought on DJV.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
And the stars are ever stop. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything is evil. Ain't no quick fix.
And this song is what?
Is this Keith Urban?
No, this is Garth Brooks.
Garth.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Done what they seem to me. The talk is cheap and lies.
All right, country music and the biggest night. CMA Awards, 51st annual CMA Awards, living up to their nickname, the biggest night. First round of performers for the award show announced yesterday, the day before. I don't know. It's earlier this week. This is nothing short of star-studded. Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, Thomas Rhett, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Brothers Osborne, John Pardee. Also on the performer's bill, 16-time CMA Award winner Alan Jackson, been nominated 81 times. Wow, how old is he, Jennifer? Alan Jackson?
I think he's about 55, maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that kind of, wow.
I thought he was older than that, but wow.
81
I like Alan
nominees.
Jackson.
Yeah, he sounds like the old country, doesn't he?
He does. That's why I like him. I like old country.
He's got that classic. Yeah,
I'm with you on that one. Yep. Carrie Underwood also teaming up with Brad Paisley to host the awards once again. 10th year together serving as the MCs. Garth Brooks.
59, by the way.
Alan Jackson's 59. Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Yes.
Garth Brooks is, what, 52, 3, 4 in there somewhere? How old is Garth Brooks?
Boy, you're a challenge today, aren't you?
All right. Reigning Entertainer of the Year, up for the award again this year. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton are up against Brooks for the highest honor, along with Keith Urban.
Garth is 55.
55, okay, thank you. Miranda Lambert, how old is she?
She's about 33.
Okay. The most nominated of all the performers got 5 nods for Single and Song of the Year, Tin Man, Album of the Year, The Weight of These Wings, Female Vocalist of the Year, and Video of the Year for Vice. So the CMA's Nashville on the 8th of November at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. There you go.
I'll be there.
Speaking,
be a big show. Wow.
About the, speaking about the world of country music, Dolly Parton. Now, this is something you wouldn't expect to hear from Dolly Parton. Something to say about Harvey Weinstein. She weighed in on the scandal during an appearance on Fox, saying, "It's really heartbreaking. I only worked with Harvey once, and the only thing I remember, he worked my butt off. He was a businessman," she said, "but never did I have the problems with him that some of the others did. That happens a lot. I've been in this business a long time." So she was asked for advice for young entertainers getting into the business. She said, quote, "I think things like this are going to bring it to the forefront, and I think that'll give him extra strength to say, hey, remember what happened here? You better back off, buddy, a bit." I can see her saying that, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Get lost, buddy. She said that her large family taught her how to fend off predatory behavior during her decades in showbiz. She said, quote, "I grew up in a family of six brothers, my dad, my uncle. So they kind of taught me the ropes, you know. I got into these situations, and so I just kind of have been lucky, really, luckier than most. But this really is a sad situation." I don't know if, I'm not sure how to read between the lines there. Did she have problems with her brothers and her father and her uncle?
That's not what it sounded like to me. It just sounded like her brothers knew that men have a tendency to act like that and taught her how to deal with you know, anyone who
did. I'd rather have that interpretation, too. Thank you. 28 after the hour on today's DJV show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Now 34 after the hour, the DJV experience with your favorite friends, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me. From the daily Did You Know or Do You Care fact file, did you know in the developed countries around the world, the proportion of adults married has declined from an average of 72% back in 1970 to 60% last year? Chance of a first marriage ending in divorce between 50 and 67% these days.
Wow.
Chance that a second marriage will end in divorce about 10% higher than for the first marriage.
What?
Yeah. How about
Wait,
that? How
say that again?
The stats have changed so that more people are being divorced from the second in terms of percentages. In other words, use me as an example. I was married once, mm-hmm. and that was it. I might have been tempted or thinking about it once or twice since then. But I haven't gotten remarried. There are people who marry once, doesn't work, so, okay, let's try it again. Let's be an optimist. It'll work. Let's try it one more time. And it doesn't work the second time, let's try it again. There are, in most, though, the common number, actually, now, of people being married is twice. It really is. More people are married twice than there are married once. But that perhaps does speak to the fact that there are more people in the first marriage ends in divorce 50% of the time, or it was that statistic, but now it's up sizably from that. But the chance that, this is what I think you were questioning, Victoria, second marriage ends in divorce is 10% higher than the first marriage.
That is blowing my mind, because I always thought that the second marriage had a much higher percentage of success.
It used to. You were getting it right.
I think it used to, right. Yeah.
Wow.
But now I just think people are too selfish to be married for a long time.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think there's a shift. I do think that there's a shift, and I think that that happens. Yeah. I mean, when you become more worried about your own, I mean, look, you always have to take care of yourself, and I think we all know that, but it just seems a lot easier to get in and out of marriages if it's just not working and it's, you know, it's upsetting you for a couple of days. People are like, okay, we're out.
Let's have a divorce. What is there, I mean, in terms of being married, though, what's the attraction, really, for the state to sanction you to be living with someone? What's the attraction for that? I think maybe you have a party, bring all your friends together, and
I think it's important if you want to have a family. I mean, I'm traditional in that way. I mean, yeah. I don't think marriage is for everybody, but I think it's important if you have kids. It gives them a sense of stability and security. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I agree with that totally.
That brings to top of mind something that I actually was reading in a magazine, Jennifer, and I've just now reached for it because I wasn't thinking this was the time for it, but maybe it is in terms of raising a family, and what stress and anxiety and depression occur now, or is it, I guess my question is there more stress, is there more anxiety, is there more depression raising a family now than there was, let's say, when I was a kid, or when my parents were children, or, you know, at any time? I mean, I certainly went through a lot of stuff when I was a kid, and I'm still shaking it off, frankly. But it gets right down to the nitty-gritty of, in terms of the fear of actually giving birth to another human being and what that's like to...
I don't know if there's more stress. Well, I think Victoria's horrified by the idea of giving birth
totally
to another human being.
Completely. I so wish I had money for a surrogate.
Yeah, I don't know that there's more stress. I just think it's different. Like, having two siblings that both have small children, and just the idea of having to raise a kid where, like, cell phones and social media and all of this other stuff exists, like, that just wasn't a thing you even had to contemplate. 10, 15, 20 years ago. Because it didn't exist.
Yeah.
And now, like, there's so much cyberbullying, and it's just like, when do you let your kid have a cell phone? And there's so much pressure to do all of this, and it's like a thing that people have never had to navigate before. So everyone who's raising a small child now is like the first generation of people who have to deal with that. So you don't have anyone to look up to say, like, okay, what's the best way to do this? Am I screwing up?
Yep. Mm. What's the model for this? No one knows. It's like the wild, wild west.
You know, I hear you, and I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking about all of the apprehension.
I mean, your daughter's going through this too,
right,
Doug.
That's what I was just thinking. The workload that she's taken on to be the head of this department at UCLA is more than what she figured it was going to be. Mostly, because she digs into stuff, and she takes everything so seriously. So she wants to be a good mother, and is. So last night she told me, we had FaceTime last night, and it was dark for both of us, so all we could see when the lights were coming toward us, we could see each other's face as we were driving. That was it. And she was telling me about they had gone to the store earlier in the day because Miles has this preschool experience that he's going through now. They just started, and somehow or other he has figured out that there's something happening next week that involves costumes. He doesn't know really any more about it than that. So he basically, in his own way, asked his mother about costumes. And so she took him to a store, and they bought him a llama costume. And I said, why in the world is a llama?
You have to post pictures of him as a baby
llama. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have the pictures of it. And apparently he's tried it on. He's fascinated with the whole idea. Has no idea about the candy or any of the stuff. It's just the dress-up. Mm. And I think that the only thing they're going to really do, because they're really trying to keep him away from foods that are not good for him, they're really going to dress him up in that classroom situation so they have a little sort of party with the kids. But he's too young to go trick-or-treating door-to-door. And I think that stuff has never been anything. We lived so far off the road at that time that I didn't bring the kids out, and nobody came to my house. I don't know if they thought I was, as you say, Captain Curmudgeon. I was so far off the road, and I didn't really want the kids to come to the house anyway. So I didn't leave any lights on, and I didn't want that stuff.
Jeez, Doug. Unreal. That's one of the favorite memories I have with my dad, is that every year he'd come and get me at my mom's house, and we'd walk the neighborhood, and we'd go trick-or-treating, and then we'd get in the car, and we'd drive to my grandma's house, and it was just like a fun thing that we did every single year.
All right, so let's go back to the stress thing, because I have another thought on the fear of giving birth or other things that are going on that are super demanding and stressful and whack us out emotionally and mentally and sometimes even physically. There was a research paper that just came out from the University of Miami that focused on finding out whether training in mindfulness. Do you know what that is? How to make your mind more open and accepting of things that are not traditional, looking at the world through a different pair of glasses, if you are being mindful of what's going on with you in your world. You were talking about it being selfish, Jennifer, a little bit ago. There's a difference between being selfish and being aware of yourself, I think. And so the stuff that you place, the stress that you place, the demands you place on yourself are up to you. You know, you can measure it in any way you want to, but don't let society tell you how to act or how to be. And that's a hard thing because we are so influenced by social media today, aren't we? I mean, isn't that what the demands on you? Don't you feel like you have to accommodate some of the things that sort of are part of what people expect due to the things that we learn in social media? You think that that's, I'm thinking about athletics for kids. In a manner of speaking, how many parents push their children into an athletic program because everybody else is doing it, and they post pictures. Oh, look at my son Johnny in that hockey uniform or whatever.
That probably does happen, for sure. I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah. So, but be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. That's really what I think the lesson. And you'll find your life being less stressful. Although, again, I understand what Jennifer's saying. It seems selfish if you let yourself be. I think it's how you play it, how you communicate, how you act to the people that are close to you. Maybe that's what it is, much as anything else. But to thine own self be true. Sometimes it gets discouraging a little bit if there isn't enough communication between the parties so that you really know what the other person wants. And I think that's, if you're in a relationship, that's what you got to have. You got to know what the other person wants. That's all. And you can decide whether it's good or not for you. But you don't know unless you're told. Right? Yes? No? And Jeff, yeah. How about you and Jeff, Jennifer? How are you learning how to communicate so that you don't have...
Really well. I think actually that is probably the thing that we do best. I mean, typically when I was in relationships and things bothered me or there was something that was going on, I never said anything and I'm in a comfortable enough place where that is different for me. But it's also... But there's a lot of compromise, and I just, you know, when you talk about what ends people's marriage, is there a way to work compromise into your relationship? Is there a way compromise happens in relationships even far, you know, even after you get married? And I don't know how many people are willing to do that anymore. You know, we want to, and just to go back to what we were talking about, I don't know if it's selfishness or compromise. I don't know how to best phrase it, but I think it's a constant need to work on something, and I don't know, maybe people burn out on that.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Well, it isn't a two-way street, and you feel like you're all alone and nobody's paying any attention to you, I think that's a reason for you to go down. That's experiential, like much of anything else. All right, 50, where are we now? 45 after the hour. Coming up, the first celebration of Christmas on the radio.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical.
even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Crank this up. Love this song. This is a great song. Just love this.
This never gets old.
Never. No. Does not. That's a great way of putting it, actually, Victoria.
This is going to be around for 100 years.
Never gets old. It's one of those things.
And it's the newest classic, don't you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. But it really is. It's very interesting you put it that way, because so many of the songs, you know, the traditional songs, we say the new ones that come out, that song will never be around, or that artist will never be around. Not like Frank Sinatra. Ew. So anyway, if you think it's too early for Christmas tunes, the radio world is getting ready for it. This is going to be the deal this year. You know, radio stations, because we have so many of them owned by a couple of different companies, and they all are carbon copies of each other. That's one of the reasons I love doing this program as an independent producer, because it appeals to the independent owners of radio stations and markets around the country, the family, the mom-and-pop operations. So anyway, one of the big companies has announced North Pole Radio. This is the exciting thing for this year. That's it.
Listen to in the North Pole, right?
North Pole Radio starts today in Madison, Wisconsin, and it starts in Atlantic City tomorrow. All right, this is North Pole Radio, folks. You'll hear it on every, and I'm not going to mention the name of the company because I think I'm still on a dozen or so of their stations, but I used to be on 40-some-odd of their stations. And frankly, I would rather listen to most of this music, the upbeat Christmas music. The stations that play that, and the sacred Christmas music, that stinks. I don't want to listen to that. I want to listen to the Beach Boys and this stuff, or the things that Kara knows what my tastes are. That's why she's played all of these tunes to the background of the story. But I think you're going to hear a lot more, especially as soon as Halloween is over. For whatever the reason, that seems to be the place. There's an intangible factor here, how programmers figure out how to push the Christmas button. But I think psychologically, we are 12 days away from Halloween, and there are these people, these geniuses, that come up with slogans like, today's real radio becomes tomorrow's North Pole Radio. They're going to jump the gun because they want to be ahead of Fred, who's the station owner on the other side of town. I want to be the first. What difference it makes, I don't know, because people are going to listen to music they like, not care really where it comes from. 10 before the hour here on the DJB Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let's talk about the relationship you have with your doctor. I have two good ones, and they're both a part of Good Day Health. They're here on the air, and we have these new podcasts that people are happy to have. Now they're starting to download them in the hundreds. Dr. Jack Stockwell, here's a little promo for the current one. Jack has a podcast every week. Dr. Ken has a podcast every week. Jack is a NUCA board-certified doctor, one of 27 on the planet. This week, we discuss what's more damaging to your health than smoking. You can learn the effects of your zip code on your health and guess who the nutritional experts were in our country 100 years ago. Find out the answer to those questions and others by going to gooddayhealthshow.com and click on the podcast right there, gooddayhealthshow.com. And as Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us now, I'll have highlights from his time with us this week. And check them both out at gooddayhealthshow.com. Ken is here to continue talking about the relativity of the information from this week's medical journals, because Ken is really good at taking the information, deciphering it, boiling it down so you can understand how it impacts you, because that's really what you need. You need to know how this information helps to make your life better. So here we have a little advice, Ken, it would seem. Although this seems like common sense, the alcohol and what it does for your heart. You're the cardiologist in the group, so what does this mean?
Well, it is a little surprising, because usually you hear from doctors that, you know, don't drink, but if you're a moderate drinker, don't worry about it because it may be good for the health. But this comes out of the medical journal PLOS 1, Doug, that one in four adults older than age 40 is at risk for atrial fibrillation. Nearly 6 million people in America could have the condition by 2050. Remember, atrial fibrillation is when the electrical impulse in the upper chambers of the heart are chaotic and can cause an irregular heartbeat, which increases the risk of blood clots that can cause stroke or heart attacks. But researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, and that's where I learned cardiology, found that every decade of non-drinking decrease the risk of atrial fibrillation by 20%, regardless of the type of alcohol.
Really? So wine versus whiskey?
Everything. If you avoid, you'll lower your risk of getting this irregular heartbeat. It's kind of amazing. So,
must be why
so
I
alcohol
have such a...
may not be good for the heart. It's an interesting story.
Yeah. Well, but you know what it does? It just proves that science continues to work against itself in a manner of speaking.
No, it continues to find out that we just untangle the enigma of the body as time goes on. Nothing
you
is permanent.
You can stick to your read of it. I'll stick
more
to mine. Yeah. All right. Here's another one that affects the cardiological reality in your body. How many Americans are obese?
CDC this week, Doug, almost 40% of adults in America are now obese, continuing an ever-expanding epidemic of obesity that's expected to lead to sicker Americans and higher health care costs. A continuing rise in obesity will lead to greater numbers of people suffering from diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic illnesses. Get on that diet, get to the gym when the doctor says it's okay, and avoid all this havoc.
Yeah, and the sugar thing... Wow, that's becoming a real can of worms, if you will.
Well, okay. Natural sugar's fine. White sugar, stay away from it.
Yep. Exercise and blocked arteries. You're the cardiologist again. So what does all of this add up to?
Fascinating information. Mayo Clinic proceedings this week. You know, this is just an example of how a good thing is good in moderation, but too much of it can be bad. I like to say my favorite drug, Doug, is what? Exercise.
Yep. But
in this study, Caucasian men who spend more than 7 hours exercising each week are most at risk of developing coronary artery calcification. That's plaquing in the circulation. So you don't want to exercise more than 7 hours a week.
I know a lot of people who are working on their body. They want to perfect the way the body looks. They spend 2-3 hours a day in the gym.
You are not doing that for your health, and you're actually promoting plaque in the circulation to the heart. This is fascinating. And there have been studies suggesting this. The Copenhagen study a couple of years ago. This is important. Moderation with your exercise.
All right. Let's talk for a moment about Superbeats. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you this fabulous way for you to have healthy blood pressure. That's one of the reasons Ken got on board as early as he did, and he recommends that you use Superbeats for that very, very reason. Get your blood pressure where it needs to be. Use Superbeats. Call 800-655-4183 to order for the first time. You'll get another 30-day supply free with your order of Superbeats at 800-655-4183.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.